the book Hebrews, part 304. I'm Professor Hannes Redmanis of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, and I'm just thinking about the English books, the A4 book, which is nearly 800 pages thick, by this time you should know it's called The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, which is also one of the handbooks that we use in your Bible college. That's in the Afrikaans Bible College, of course, called the Twee Sleutels tot die Boek van Openbaring, if you understand Afrikaans, meaning The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, but it's an Afrikaans book. Should you require any information about the book and its price and whatever is you need to know, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's international plus 27, watch for South Africa, and our number is 0722 367 124. Just go to my website https://yahvah.com/yahvah, that's a father's name, Yahvah, not Jaffa with a J or a W, it's Yahvah, hallelujah, .co.za. As you can see on my right hand side, your left hand side, if this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. New people are always welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I'm so excited to be part of this Bible study this morning, and may Yahweh bless us abundantly, more than we expect. Just rip open the word and fill us with the Ruach in His presence. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be in your midst. I'm so glad that we can be in the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh. Yahshua, our Redeemer and the Creator of heaven and earth. Yahweh, our Father, in our presence. How privileged are we? How privileged are we? We are looking at Hebrews 11. We're looking at verse 37 again. We were busy with it yesterday morning, but there was too much to just leave it there. So we were talking about the name, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but I can't resist it to ask you, do you know your God's name? What do you call your God's name? Anything else except Yahweh and Yahshua, what do you call Him? There is no room to call Him anything. Oh, we can call Him Emmanuel. Well, that is very... But Emmanuel is a title. When the angel came to Miriam, it wasn't Mary. Mary was a Greek lady. Miriam was a Hebrew lady. When the angel came then in Matthew 1:23, when he came to Miriam, he says, you're going to have a son, you call his name Yahshua. Emmanuel. Emmanuel is a title. If it's translated, if the name Emmanuel is translated, it means Yahweh our Elohim with us. Hallelujah. So, do we have the Creator of heaven and earth in our lives? Well, I've got Him in my life. The Word says so. Because the Bible says the Father, the Creator of heaven and earth, doesn't live in temples that's made with hands. He doesn't live in a cathedral, or in a synagogue, or in any temple, or in any church, even mega church, small church, you can look at it, call it what you like. He says He doesn't live in buildings made by hands of people. He says your body is the building, is a place where Yahweh is dwelling in. And that's why Yahushua says he's the head of the body. He's the head of this body. This part. And we are part of the arms and legs and the universal, or yeah, let's just call it the universal body of Yahushua. Yavist, bride of Yahushua, universally. We are individuals, but we are, well, like, you've got red cells and white cells that's in your bloodstream, and you need to have it to fight flus and all cancers and all these things. And you can't live without it. And the same way Yahweh has foreseen that we are part of the body of Yahushua. We are one in the spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. Yahweh doesn't live in temples made by us. He says your bodies is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. How privileged are we this morning to be part of the temples where Yahushua lives in, which is us. We have been sinners and Gentiles. I'm so thankful 2,000 years ago, more than 2,000 years ago, that Yahweh our Elohim foreseen that Yahushua in his time of ministry, the 2 years, first 2 years of his ministry, he ministered unto the nation of Israel, preaching the gospel unto them. But they said, we know him not. They didn't want to accept him. They tried their uttermost to kill him with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the Sanhedrin, the Council of 70. They tried their uttermost. But the third year, because Yahushua's ministry was for 3 years, the first 2 years only ministered to the nation of Israel, Daniel's people. Read Daniel 12, verse 1. He says, and Yahweh sent the angel Michael to Daniel and his people. Who's his people? It's Israel. That's why there's a remnant of Israel that will be saved in the great tribulation. Why? Because after 2 years of ministry, only to the Israelites, then Yahweh changed the scenario and he took the ministry to the Gentiles. 1 year before his crucifixion, when he stopped at the well with the Samaritan woman at that well and he asked her water to drink. And then he says, if you give me water, I will give you some of my water. A spring of living water will spring up unto eternity. See, but you don't even have something to take water with, a muck or anything. He says, fountains of living water. And this is what's springing up every day in our lives, is this fountain of living water. So this living water, from that day where Yahweh spoke to the Gentile woman, for the next year, Yahushua started to minister only to the Gentiles. He didn't minister unto the Hebrew people anymore. Some of the disciples of Yahushua did minister to the Hebrew people. But the majority of them started to minister to the Hebrew people, or to the Gentiles. So much so that Yahweh saved Saul, who became Apostle Paul, on the Damascus Road. He called him by his name. He called him by his name. And he sent him unto the Gentiles. And even up till today, in 2026, the message of salvation is preached and teach unto the Gentiles. I'm so thankful that there was a time in my life, although I grew up in a Pentecostal house where my father was a student of the word since the time he was saved when I was 9 months old, help smallest a child, 9 months old. grew up at a table where my father was doing Bible study. That's where the interest came, where the interest was born to study the Word since I was 11 years old. 13 years old, I developed a desire. 15 years old, I came to repentance. 17 years old, I started preaching the gospel of salvation unto the colored people in Boksburg. Open air services, myself and Pastor Renus Pretorius. What a time. We didn't know anything. We didn't know much. I don't want to say we didn't know anything. We knew. But we were not Bible school scholars and students. And no, we just had a desire to preach the gospel and have sinners saved. That's where everything was born. He stopped us who were Gentiles. We are not Gentiles today. Through the grace of Father Yahweh, El Elohim, He foresee in the way that the gospel, the revelation gospel of Yahweh and Yahshua and the Ruach Hodesh came about when I was preaching on TV for 7 years. I had the privilege of preaching on TV 7 years. And there somebody hurt me. And that I had the action with the Bible Society of South Africa because of the Bible they were going to produce in 2016. That happened in 2012. And then I had a petition running where more than 3.5 million people signed my petition and we blocked that Bible. Only to come out 7 or 8 years later. But then we already came to the revelation names of Yahshua and it didn't bother us anymore. But Boom Tace, Uncle Tace, he heard me on TV as I was preaching against the Bible Society of South Africa and the Roman Catholic Bible Federation of the world. The Freemasons upset in the church world. And he was a student of the Word. He had the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. And he started to first he became an ally with the Greek and Hebrew because he was well educated in Greek and Hebrew and he became my partner in the fight in the struggle against the Bible Society, United Bible Society in South Africa. And one day he just asked me, that time I was a doctor, he always called me Doki. He said, Doki, what is your father's name? Doki, what is your father's name? And I says, Yahweh, God, Lord, Jehovah. I name every name that's in the New King James Bible and the American Standard Version and the Living Word. And even in the 1611 King James Bible, I name them all. I says, it's not his name. Those are Catholic created names. And there everything started. Well, he irritated me so much when he phones and I see his name on my phone, I would just press the button, mute. I would just cut him out. I just cut him out. But I'm so glad that Yahweh had a plan. The Bible says, we think our ways, but Yahweh planned our lives. And I'm so glad that we, myself and Pastor Rico, my wife, can be part of this gospel of salvation, preaching it into the world, preaching it into a lost world. The salvation of Yahshua, the name above every other name. Is this name that people were happy to be cutting off? It says here, they were stoned. They were happy to be stoned. Stephen, what did they do? They stoned him. Why did they stone him? Why did they stone him? They stoned him for the name of Yahshua. They saw them in half. They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They were killed. They wandered around in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted and tormented. For what? For the name's sake of Yahushua, Yahweh El Elohim and the Ruach HaKodesh. I'm so glad that we can read the scriptures today and understand what it says. Many years ago, we would just read the scripture as part of the Bible, not even knowing what the history or the eschatology behind it was really the object. Till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.